Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Fisher-Price presents Discover a World of Sounds. Thank you, thank you. We've got a wonderful show lined up for you. A sing-along, some exciting hints on how to get the most fun out of your tape recorder, a sound effect story, and a special guest appearance from a man who can imitate an entire symphony orchestra. But now, please join me in welcoming Christina and Jonathan, two members of our studio audience who are going to explain how to operate your Fisher-Price tape recorder.
First of all, to play a tape, press the play button until it locks in place. The play button is the one with the musical note on it. But you must have figured that out already, or you wouldn't be listening to me now.
To make your own recording, press the record button. That's the one with the four red lines on it, until it locks in place.
To skip ahead past something you don't want to hear, hold down the forward button. That's the button with the arrow pointing to the left, until you reach the point you do want to hear.
To go back to a spot earlier on the tape, press the rewind button, the button with the arrow pointing to the right. Hold it down until the tape reaches the right spot, and then let go.
To stop the tape, press the stop eject button halfway down.
To eject the tape, press the stop eject button all the way down. No, don't do it now! The announcer's about to introduce a very special guest.
Thank you, Jonathan and Christina. You know, there are lots of ways you can use your new Fisher-Price tape recorder. When he was a child, my next guest used a tape recorder to learn to imitate all kinds of sounds. And he did them using just his mouth. He would practice by first recording his sounds and then playing them back to see if they sounded right. So now, without any further ado, let me introduce the man of a million noises, the Sound Man!
Hello there. I'm the Sound Man, and I like to make all sorts of sounds with just my mouth. For example, you know, my favorite sounds are those of musical instruments. If you want to imitate a musical instrument, you first have to listen very carefully to the instrument itself and figure out what makes the sound of that instrument so special. The trumpet has a high, brassy sound. I'll imitate it for you. The trombone sounds a lot like the trumpet, only lower. Now the violin is very delicate and really high. While the bass is low. And the saxophone has a soft sound. Well now, let me try something. I'm going to put all my mouth sounds together to form an entire orchestra. First, let me tune myself up.
And now, the Sound Man has recorded the sounds of 24 different instruments that he has imitated all by himself on 24 Fisher-Price tape recorders. Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the Sound Man playing chopsticks.
Thank you.